And if they did turn you down, the onus would be on them, not on you. But I think you ought to make some effort.
Well, what makes you think that they'd do anything in 20 days?
I doubt that they will.
All right, then what do we do?
Yes, but then I'd go to Congress with a proposal.
All right, how do we get them to act on it in Congress when they got that civil rights bill up?
Well, they'll have to. They'll have to by unanimous consent. If the railroads are shut down, they'll just have to all agree that the country can't go through that kind of turmoil. And you'll get unanimous consent.
This record on what would happen when the railroad strike is real bad one. They say 6 million or more workers, in addition to 700,000 in the railroad, would lose their job, raising unemployment rate to 15%.
Yeah.
Prices would rise sharply. All the price rises would be subsequently wiped out. After the first week or two, the economic cost would rapidly become critical, spreading like an epidemic. There are not enough trucks to permit diversion of more than 10% of this, and there are some commodities that trucks can't carry.
Yeah. I agree to that. I think that the nation can't tolerate a general railroad strike.
He said last July the union proposed, but the carriers hadn't agreed to keep commuter service and medical and summer support.
Well, you can't do that. You can't run a piecemeal railroad service in the country. That's an impossibility. That's a public relations proposal.
Greatest immediate excitement would come if a 500,000 commuters in New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia were deprived of service. Some food shortages would occur almost at once in New York.
Yeah.
The industries of ship by rail, coal mining would close down at once. For a week or so, most factories would have enough inventory. But there'd be speculative price increases based on fears of a long strike.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that's an accurate picture.
Gross national product would go down 13%. That would be four times the largest decline in any post-war recession.
I think that if they're not able to get together within this period, you'd have to go to the Congress with a proposal. Just the way Kennedy did on one aspect of the strike. I don't think you can permit a railroad strike of anything more than 12 hours, short period.
Well, now, if we went to Congress, what would we ask them for? Extension of that resolution for 6 months?
Well, I think if after 20 days you can't get the thing shaped up with a proposal that would look like it, my own view would be that you ought to ask that the remaining issues at that point be also arbitrated and the thing finally finished up. I would not make if you had to go these two-step procedure, taking a two-step procedure, I would say that the second step that you ought to make, in my view, would be to arbitrate the rest of the issues.
In other words, ask them to get together, not to do anything for 20 days, and try to work out an agreement.
Yes.
If they come in and say no soap at the end of 20 days, which they will, because if...
I don't think they'll make an agreement very fast.
Been going on 4 years, so then we say, well, arbitrate.
Then arbitrate the remaining issues.
Then they say no.
They'll say no, then Congress has to pass a law.
And you just ask for that same resolution we passed before, make it a year instead of 90 days.
No, I wouldn't do that, I think, Mr. President, at that point. I think at that point, my view would be that you ought to propose that the remaining issues be finally disposed of. See, that wouldn't do it for another year. I wouldn't postpone it for just a year at that point.
How would you dispose of the remaining issues?
By arbitration.
Well, but if they said no?
I'd ask Congress to pass the law that would arbitrate the remaining issues.
Speak up, George. Tell him what you're saying.
Do I understand this situation correctly? Two of the issues, the train consist crew issue and the
fire... They have been arbitrated.
They were arbitrated.
That is...
Law passed the last time.
That is right.
The other work rules issue, which the last congressional act left open to...
And there are a lot of wage issues, George.
Yeah, there's wage issues, but most of these are work rules, I understand.
Work rules and wages. There's a lot of argument about the wages.
I understand.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that what Congress should do...
is finish the job. I think they should have done it in the first instance.
Right.
See?
And
And I think that rather than have the president have this every year, that they will not finish it even in a year. See, when I talked to the president earlier, I thought he might be able to get agreement now on a proposal to put it away for a year. But Wirtz has found that the unions won't go for that. Now, that being the case, I would just make now a temporary proposal to negotiate. That's the first step. Wouldn't ask for any commitments except that they negotiate for another 20 days.
What advantage do we get for that? Just show that
are not taking the bit by the teeth. Yeah. You're giving them another chance to do it themselves.
Don't we get another advantage, Arthur? They've been talking about this thing for 4 years.
Yes.
But they haven't been talking about it with a strike right down our throat.
That is right.
Well, you got 20 days of a strike down our throat.
That is right. There's a deadline and all of that.
People will really start thinking then, which they haven't been in the past. Nobody believed a railroad strike up to this point.
That is right. That is right. And then I think I'd be very much inclined to believe that the final step the president ought to take would be a statement to the Congress, the only way we can get this thing settled is for you to require them to arbitrate the remaining issues, just as you require them to arbitrate the diesel engine and the crew consist issue.
Now, would you, during this 20 days, would you appoint anybody to deal with them?
You've had so many committees now that it would look like just another committee. I think you better leave it to the Secretary of Labor and the head of the Mediation Board. There have been so many groups here. They've had the old Rifkin group, and then you had the Rosenman group, and it's beginning to look a little silly. So I think I would just leave it. Wirtz wrote out something. He read it to me, and I thought that sounded all right. I leave it to him and to the head of the mediation board to supervise the negotiation.
Then when they come back in, you say arbitrate. When they say don't arbitrate, then you tell Congress to make them arbitrate.
That is exactly what I do.
Okay.
There's nothing else you can do.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.